listening to Caravan Broadcast on CKUT 90.3 FM on the dial www.ckut.ca on the internet. Tuesday, September 11, 2001. As Sarah walked into El Tayyib, the restaurant's typically animated clientele had become zombies, hypnotized by the big screen television in the corner. On her way to the counter to order a za'atar, she glanced in the same direction as the mesmerized herd. She too was brought under the power of the flickering images. So writes Canadian author David Burnens. David Burnens was denied to read his extracts from his book at Concordia University. The University Risk Assessment Committee revoked an approval for September 11, fifth anniversary reading of the Canadian novelist. On the line with us is David Burnens. David, welcome to our show, and thank you so much for being with us.
Hello, it's a pleasure to be here.
Hello, David. How dangerous and how much of a risk are you, David?
I am a terrible risk to Concordia because I would expose Concordia's actions following September 11th and how they fanned the flames of racism and hysteria and security overkill, and how they used September 11th as a way to target people they considered to be troublemakers at Concordia, and they don't want that to happen. So that's why I can't read a novel called North of 9/11 on the fifth anniversary of 9/11 at Concordia University, where the novel is set. It would be the perfect place to read the novel, but they denied me that right when the Risk Assessment Committee declined my booking request.
So perhaps you can share with us, David, what you have in your book. We just read a paragraph.
Mm-hmm. Well, of course, the flickering images in question that everyone is memorized by are the images of the World Trade Center attacks. That was a selection from Chapter 2, which is September the 11th. Each chapter is one date between the days of September the 11th and around October the 9th, when the bombs were falling on Afghanistan. So we have that brief window of history where where we sort of experienced, I guess, a collective insanity where we saw, you know, racism and war hysteria take over sort of our collective minds at that time, and the consequences that had for a group of activists, Palestinian solidarity activists and anti-war activists at Concordia, who became not only the targets of sort of the standard suspects at Concordia, security and administrative establishment here, but also the target of an RCMP counterterrorism investigation, who sort of thought of this group of students as a sleeper cell, and with some actually. What became, like, I wrote this before a lot of these highly publicized arrests of so-called terrorist cells that have happened since that time, but it's actually kind of a deja vu for some people who might have been paying attention to some of these cases.
David Burnens, is your novel a documentary? I mean, you're talking about the racism and what happened. Are you documenting specific cases?
Mm-hmm. Well, the fictional story, it is a fictional story. It's a novel. So the characters, the main characters in the novel are all fictional, and the story itself is a fictional one, but it's set against a real backdrop. It's a historical novel. And like other historical novels, there are real events that take place, and there are real people involved. So we have, you know, September 11th did happen. There was an attack on the World Trade Center, and there was a reaction to that in Montreal. And so I'm quoting from actual newspaper headlines. And at Concordia specifically, I'm quoting from internal university memoranda that I've accessed, from emails, university administrative emails and so on. And that's really where the case that Concordia University was rather feeding the fire of racism and war hysteria rather than trying to help put it out. That's where that information comes from, and it's, you know, it's a very well documented case, even though it's made in a fictional novel.
David, what are your plans to face the challenges of preventing you from speaking at Concordia?
Well, actually, it turns out I will be speaking at Concordia, because even though I was denied that right from the university, immediately after that denial became public, the reaction was incredible. Penn Canada, part of Penn International, it's a group that promotes writer freedom around the world, and they've taken on cases like Salman Rushdie's Satanic Verses, and they support writers in prison in various countries. And now it looks like they have to support people like me in Canada and in the U.S. who have what is considered to be a controversial point of view by the powers that be. They took on my case, and once groups like that kind of come on board, it becomes very difficult for the university to defend their decision. So quite simply, they stopped defending it, and they started to blame it. First, they tried to blame it on me. First, they said I wasn't a student, and therefore I couldn't do the event, but I was a student, and I was able to prove it. Then they said I filled out the forms incorrectly, and I proved that I filled out the forms correctly, and there was no problem there. Then they tried to blame it on the GSA, the Graduate Students Association, my sponsoring organization, and then we proved that that was not the case either. There was no fault on their part. Then they finally admitted that I filled out the form properly, and I am a student. The GSA did all of the things that they were supposed to do, they had to admit that there was something wrong, so they didn't want to admit that it was a negative risk assessment, even though that's what they told me in an email. Now they're saying it's a computer glitch and human error that resulted in my being told that I had negative risk assessment, and this they just found out. I've been asking them about it for over a month, and they just found out in the past past week or so that this was the case. So that's their story now, and so therefore they said, I can do the event at Concordia, I just have to fill out the form again. Well, I filled out the form already, and they said I filled it out correctly, so I don't understand why I have to submit to another risk assessment. So I have refused to fill out the form until they change how this risk assessment committee works. But in the meantime, I was invited to speak by the Concordia Solidarity Co-op Bookstore, which is on campus at Concordia, and so I will be doing a guerrilla reading without a security assessment approval at Concordia at 7 o'clock. So I'm doing the McGill reading at 4:30 and the Concordia reading at 7 o'clock.
David Vernon, thank you very much. I would invite our listeners to get a taste of your book at the website www.cumuluspress.com and, of course, to come to your reading and to buy the book.
Thank you very much for having me.
We were talking to David Vernon, author of North of 9/11. Please stay with us. This is Caravan.